here's a story from The World.
The NBA figured it out, but generally pro sports have had a rough go of it during the pandemic. In South Korea, soccer stadiums are limited to 25% capacity. Right here in my hometown, the Boston Marathon was canceled for the first time in its history. This past summer's Tokyo Olympics postponed until next year. In Mexico, though, one pro wrestling company is not giving up. Jose Guillen is an announcer with the AAA Wrestling Company.
This is totally new for the entire crew, for everybody. It's very special to have this new part of the traditional sport with the cars, with all the action of the wrestlers. I think it's fantastic today.
As the world's Jorge Valencia reports from Mexico City, they're organizing bouts of lucha libre at the drive-in.
Even if everyone's staying in their car, it's pretty rowdy out here. A few dozen drivers are parked around a wrestling ring. They pound their horns. They switch on their radios for the play-by-play. And the announcers are just as excited as anyone.
¡Vámonos! La acción de Autolucha Triple A Worldwide!
There are five matches on this particular Saturday. Máximo is a muscular wrestler wearing a hot pink mohawk. Tito Santana is wearing black stripes on his face. And Mr. Iguana is crawling between cars. He's wearing a reptilian green suit. And like all Mexican lucha libre wrestlers, Mr. Iguana keeps his civilian identity to himself. But he later says that the fans yelling around him are the most important part of a fight.
It's almost like a 90%. The only 10% is your will and your soul to give it everything. So it's amazing when you hear it, when you hear the honking, then you get fired up.
Motivation aside, today is not the day for Mr. Iguana.
I couldn't get up because I got a chair shot to my face, so I was like knocked out.
A chair to your face?
Yep, chair shot in my head.
And yet, today is a victory for all the wrestlers carrying on Mexico's tradition of rough and extravagant lucha libre, which literally translates to free fighting. The Mexican government banned arena events across the country since the beginning of the pandemic, leaving thousands of wrestlers looking for work elsewhere. But one of the country's biggest wrestling companies, AAA, figured out a way to hold fights here in Mexico City beginning this month. Jose Manuel Guillen is one of the play-by-play announcers.
Autoluchas is a new way to make lucha libre here in Mexico. You can come on your car. You can see the matches in a big structure and to stay safe for all the pandemic situation.
Most wrestlers agree the experience doesn't compare to bouts in arenas. But as Guillen says, everything has changed in the new normal.
I don't know if all the people who are listening to us know that there's nothing impossible for the Mexicans.
And that's especially the case for a tradition so many here are so passionate about. Dania Rivas pulled up to the fights with her niece, her brother, and her sister-in-law. She explains, this isn't just a sport. Lucha libre is an art form and a part of Mexican culture, Rivas says. By the way, she's partial to the wrestlers who break the rules, so she was happy to see Mr. Iguana get knocked out with a chair to the face. Mexican culture is a culture of warriors, Rivas says. That's also why the country has so many boxing champions. Her brother, Cesar Mauricio Rivas, interrupts her. Mexicans are good at everything and power through, Cesar Mauricio says. And he adds, we're going to get through COVID, too.
Y este COVID, mira.
For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City. From PRX.